You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, we all need Jesus. My scripture is Romans 3, 20 through 25 and 31, which states, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested or obvious, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, or to gain the favor of goodwill of, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. No, yes, we establish or make firm the law. My text is Romans 3, 23 through 24, which states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. From all this, Paul infers that it is in vain to look for justification by the works of the law, and that it is to be had only by faith. Man, in his depraved state, under the power of such corruption, could never, by any works of his own, gain acceptance with God. But it must be resolved purely into the free grace of God, given through Jesus Christ to all true believers that receive it as a free gift. If we had never sinned, our obedience to the law would have been our righteousness. Do this and live. But having sinned and being corrupted, nothing that we can do will atone for our former guilt. It was by their obedience to the moral law that the Pharisees looked for justification. Now there are two things from which the apostle here augurs: the guiltiness of man, to prove that we cannot be justified by the works of the law, and the glory of God, to prove that we may be justified by faith. He augurs for man's guiltiness, to show the folly of expecting justification by the works of the law. The argument is very plain. We can never be justified and saved by the law that we have broken. Now concerning the guiltiness of man, he fastens it particularly upon the Jews, for they were the men that made their boast of the law and set up for justification by it. The Jews boasted of their being under the law and placed a great deal of confidence in it. But, says he, the law convicts and condemns you. You see it does, that every mouth may be stopped, and all boasting may be silenced. See the method that God takes both in justifying and condemning? He stops every mouth. Those that are justified have their mouths stopped by a humble conviction. Those that are condemned have their mouths stopped too, for they shall at last be convinced. Jude 15. All iniquity or sins shall stop her mouth. Psalm 107:42. Number two, he extends it in general to all the world, that all the world may become guilty before God. May become guilty, that is, may be proved guilty, liable to punishment by nature, children of anger. They must all plead guilty. Guilty before God is a dreadful word. Before and all seeing God, that is not, nor can be, deceived in his judgment. Before a just and righteous judge, who will by no means clear the guilty. All are guilty, and therefore all have need of righteousness wherein to appear before God. For all have sinned. All are sinners by nature, by practice, and have come short of the glory of God. We may glory before men who are short-sighted and cannot see our hearts, who are corrupt as we are, and well enough pleased with sin. For there is no glorying before God, who cannot endure to look upon sin. It is impossible now to get to heaven in the way of spotless innocency. That passage is blocked up. There's a cherub and a flaming sword set to keep the way to the tree of life. Further, to drive us off from expecting justification by the law, he ascribes this conviction to the law. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That sin which convicts and condemns us can never justify us. The law is the straight rule which points out the right and the wrong. It is the proper use and true meaning of the law to open our wound, and therefore not likely to be the remedy. That which is searching does not have the power to cure or heal. Those that would know sin must get the knowledge of the law in its strictness, extent, and spiritual nature. If we compare our own hearts and lives with the rule, we shall discover wherein we have turned aside. FDA has finally banned artificial red dye from beverages, candy, and other foods. A decision on red number 3, the synthetic coloring made from petroleum, could come in the next few weeks. Some of the artificial dyes allowed in candies, beverages, and other food in the United States are either banned or require a warning label in other countries. December 7, 2024 by Caitlin Sullivan. The Food and Drug Administration may finally move to ban artificial red food dye, the coloring found in beverages, snacks, cereals, and candies. At the State Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee meeting Thursday, Jim Jones, the FDA's Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods, said it's been over a decade since the safety of the synthetic color additive red number 4 has been re-evaluated. With red 3, we have a petition in front of us to revoke the authorization board that we are hopeful that in the next few weeks we'll be acting on that petition, he said. House Energy and Commerce Committee Ranking Member Frank Pallone Jr. also argued the FDA to ban red number 3, which is made from petroleum and gives food and drinks a bright cherry color. With the holiday season in full swing, where sweet treats are abundant, it is frightening that this chemical remains hidden in these foods and we are and our children are eating. Pallone wrote in a letter to the agency, while food companies may ensure that the food they market is safe, they are also only required to ensure that their products meet FDA standards. This means that thousands of products that contain the chemical can remain in the market. There are some departments, such as the nutrition departments in the FDA, that have to go. They are not doing their job. They are not protecting our kids. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told NBC News in November. The FDA regulates more than 3/4 of the United States food supply. All color additives must be approved by the FDA before they are used in food sold in the U.S. There are 36 FDA-approved color additives, 9 of which are synthetic dyes. These include the 2 red dyes facing federal scrutiny. Some of the same dyes that are used in food are also used in pharmaceutical drugs, but the dyes are approved separately for each use. In 1990, the FDA banned red number 3, also known as erythrosun, from cosmetics and topical drugs under the Delaney Clause because the chemical was shown to be carcinogenic at high doses in tests on lab rats. Some of the dyes allowed in the food in the United States are either banned or require a warning label in other countries. The European Union requires a warning label on products that contain 3 artificial food dyes approved in the U.S. The required label warns that the additive may have an adverse effect on activity and attention in young people, young children. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is focus. If you have ever flown in an airplane, you know that your perspective of the earth is far different from what it was when you were on the ground. This is the kind of perspective God wants to give us concerning our lives. As we focus on God, instead of ourselves and our circumstances, our perspectives change. By focus, we mean prioritizing your relationship with God by setting spiritual goals for yourself. Things like spending more time with God, studying the Word of God, praying, praising, and living according to the Word. Don't get bogged down in the circumstances of life. At the moment, we see only our immediate problems and burdens, but God sees the whole. He sees the present and the future. He wants to lift us above ourselves. He wants us to focus on everything in light of his plans. Psalms 138:8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." Keep your heart, mind, and soul on God because he sees the whole picture and he knows what is best for you. You can trust him because he loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and focus on carrying out God's plan for your life.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, The Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey.